Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Hello and welcome back from 4s, 5s and 6s, agriculture students all around the country, together with parents, teachers and good listeners. Again, today it's me, Kathy Izod from King George VI School with Lenia from the Ministry of Agriculture, who are here with you on behalf of the Ministry of Education to present to you what we have on our next session, which is on animal production. Before we do that, we'd like to bring our minds back to what we have talked about last week on cocoa production. Just some important things to note. For the topic on cocoa production, we talked about some very important concepts or activities right from the beginning of establishment up to processing and marketing. Today's session, we are also going to talk about another type of production which agriculture is concerned about, and that is animal production, especially on cattle. Okay, but you should also be noted here that the other animals or livestock that can be raised in agriculture, for example, they can be pigs, chicken, goats, etc. On that note, it should be also emphasized here that whether it be any crop or plant production or even animals, they're specific or even similar. There can be similar activities for both animals and crops, but there also can be specific processes that have to be emphasized or taken note of when you are doing any type of farming. Okay, so for today, I will talk on the establishment part of cattle production, which includes selecting site, selecting breeds, fencing, pasture establishment, and I'll talk a little on the husbandry aspect of the animal or the management practice, which would include calving, weaning, and feeding. And Madam or Miss Lenia would continue on the second part of the session right up to processing. Talking about cattles or cattle production, when one is thinking of establishing any cattle farm, for you young farmers out there and any intending farmer, I would say, there are things that have to be also looked at. And one includes site selection or selecting a site. And this is mainly choosing any considerable site that should be closer to any road, that should have a water source, closer to our water source, and ease of access. Ease of access is very important because, as we all know, when one is producing cattle or farming cattle, cattle is not a small animal, and especially when it's brought to marketing, it needs transport. So it would be better if your farm is located closer to a road, which is accessible to any market place. Breed selection. But before we talk about breeds, I just want us to go back to a brief background of what the cattle as an animal is. Okay, as we know, for all animals and plants, they are classified. Classification gives farmers and any scientist who's dealing with any crop or animal a guide of what particular animal they are dealing with. Okay, so all animals and plants are classified. For cattle, we would say they belong to the family Bovidae, and there are two types of species that are raised around the world. Okay, Bos taurus, which includes breeds that are from the temperate region, and Bos indicus, which includes the tropical breeds of cattle. Okay, so again, for any farmer who's going to look at, who's planning on selecting breeds, would again, that's some things that have to be considered also. For farmer preference, again, there's some things that needs to be considered when you are looking at selecting breeds. Okay, so that includes selecting any breed that the farmer wish to farm. So cattle can be raised for meat. They can be raised as dairy cattle and dual purpose, dual animals. So cattle includes breeds of cattle that can be raised either for meat or dairy, which is milk production. It is also important to select breeds of cattle that are suited to the environment. This is very important for any farmer, whether when they're choosing any breeds, they have to look at the consideration of cattle being adaptable to the condition of Solomon Islands, for instance. They have to be able to adapt to our climate and so forth. So that's adaptability. Within the establishment phase, we have to also look at fencing. Fencing is common for all cattle. They have to be kept in an enclosed area, so fence has to be considered, as well as pasture establishment. And there are some basic ideas that have to be considered when establishing pasture. Normally, grasses and legumes can be integrated, and this is to improve the nutrient content of pasture. Before animals being brought into the pasture can be divided into three different sections. In this way, it gives the farmer to practice rotational grazing, which allows the animal or the cattle to graze at one area, to leave and to go on to the other within the pasture so that pasture can grow back to provide sufficient feed for the cattle. Regarding the implementation part of the cattle production, which includes husbandry or management practices, that has to be done by the farmer to allow a successful and productive gain for the farmer, especially when it's going to be for profitable gain. So some things to consider or to look at in establishment. During calving is the process of giving birth. This can be called giving birth, parturition, or delivery. And I think it's important. There are things that have to be considered before calving, during calving, and after calving. And this is with relation to feed that allows for different stages of the animal to be fed at different amounts and during the process of growth. Weaning is another practice that normally allows the farmer to remove the animal from its mother, or cow in this case, for a young calf to be removed so that the cow can be on heat again and to mate for production. Because we all know only through reproduction will have the animal to carry on their species. In this case, we are referring to cattle. Feeding. Okay, feeding, as we all know, feed. Feed is for animals. Feed is important for any animal at all. When it's especially kept by any farmer, they have to allow to feed so that they can grow, so that we can have good production for any type of animal that is being raised. Okay, in feeding, it's important not only that we have to feed any animal, but they have to be fed the right food at the right stage during their growth and the right amount. Okay, normally there are different types of feed can be contained in the different food groups that can be given for animals. Okay, the food groups that we can look at, 6 main food groups. Of course, the animal has to be fed water, given carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, and minerals. All this, if it's contained in a balanced diet for an animal, then you're looking at an animal having good nutrition for its growth and repair of the body right up to maturity, and of course it will be slaughtered. So I will give this time to Lenia, Miss Lenia, to present to us the next part of the session, which includes some other aspects in husbandry right up to marketing. Thank you very much, Lenia.
Thank you, Madam Kati. So apart from some of the animal husbandry practices that Madam Kati has mentioned, I would also like to add disease control. Diseases affect cattle, not only cattle, but all types of animals. And it is important that diseases are controlled, as they can affect the production. Diseases cause poor animal weight gain, reduce feed conversion, causes weight loss, and increase the susceptibility to disease and death. Some common diseases in cattle include parasites, mastitis, brucellosis, leptospirosis and tuberculosis. For this session, I will focus our lesson on only two diseases. The first, parasites, and then on brucellosis. Parasites can be internal or external. An example of an internal parasite is roundworm, and an example of an external parasite is tick or flies. External parasites can damage meat, spread disease, and cause irritation and stress to the animal. For this reason, external parasite needs to be controlled. And one way to control external parasite is through the use of chemicals or insecticides, which are taken orally or applied to the animal on the skin. Internal parasites are also harmful to the animal. This can be controlled by deworming or drenching. This is also through the use of certain chemicals that can remove this parasite, internal parasites. Brucellosis. Brucellosis is a common disease that is caused by bacteria, which results in reproductive failure, which means the animal will not be able to give birth to a live calf. Or in other words, it is known as abortion. And it affects not only females, but also male animals. In female animals, it results in abortion. In male animals, it causes an infection of the reproductive tract, which causes sterility in the male animals. To prevent brucellosis, it is important that any diseased animal should be eliminated from the herd or herd of animals. It should be kept away and then culled. Also, after birth, material should be handled properly and disposed of to avoid spreading the disease to other animals. And then we have also another practice that is carried out in cattle farming. It is called branding. Branding is done with the use of tattooing animals, giving rings or tags on the bodies of animals. In some animals, ear notching is done. So branding is purposely to help the farmer to identify his animals and to be able to keep proper records. The next management practice I would like to mention is record keeping. This we have mentioned in our last session. So not only is it done in cocoa plantations or farms, but also with raising animals. And it is a very important practice that we always forget or neglect to practice. The records give a history of the farm and help the farmer to make important decisions about the farm. There are two types of records that can be kept: financial records and physical records. Financial records records the incomes and expenditures of the farm, and physical records records the activities, different activities that are carried out in the farm. And it is very important that these are kept in any farming practice, so that it enables the farmer to be able to go back to his records and make important decisions. For example, keeping a record of the type the animals that have been already treated with a certain pest insecticide on the farm. So when the farmer is treating his animals, he records them and knows exactly which animals have already been treated and which have not been treated. This way he avoids wastage of his resources treating animals that have already been treated on the farm. So this is an example of how records are useful. Not only that, records help a farmer to know if his farm is gaining a profit or losing money. This way he can make a decision whether to continue raising animals or to venture into a different entity or type of agriculture practices. We will now move on to processing. As the animal is kept in and raised to maturity, there comes a time when it will have to be slaughtered for animals that are kept for meat or sold at the market. So we'll go through the processing bit first and then we'll go to marketing. So if you are raising cattle for meat, then the process of slaughtering will take place. Slaughtering involves three important stages. These are pre-slaughter, handling, stunning, and then the slaughter processing itself. If you are raising animals for milk production, then the milking, the production of milk procedures are involved. However, for this session, we are only focusing our lesson on animals raised for meat. So the pre-slaughter handling is an important, as how we handle animal before slaughter can have a great effect on the quality of the meat produced. So if the animals are not handled properly during transportation to the slaughterhouse, the animals will be stressed out, and then in the end the quality of the meat produced will not be the best. So in pre-slaughter process, animals are allowed to starve for 12 to 24 hours or they are not given food, but it is important that they are given water. Pre-slaughter stresses can be reduced by overcrowding animals when transporting the animals to the slaughterhouse. So after pre-slaughter processes, we have the stunning process. And stunning is the act of rendering the animal temporarily unconscious for easy bleeding. And there are different methods used in stunning. The first one is electrical stunning, gas stunning, and mechanical, which is the use of a captive bolt pistol. So after the animal is stunned, and then the slaughtering process can take place. The animal is suspended by a hind limb to allow the animal to bleed out. The carcass of the animal is skinned. It is then eviscerated, or the intestines are removed, and the carcass is placed in a cooler hours before it is fabricated into meat cuts. These are then sold in our next process, which is the marketing. In the Solomon Islands, many farmers sell their animals live to interested buyers. Back in the rural areas, you will find that farmers slaughter their animals and sell them to other people in the villages, or they might just sell the live animal to anyone who wants to buy them. Those who live around the town or urban areas are lucky enough that sometimes they slaughter their animals and sell them to restaurants, hotels, or at the local market. Okay, thank you for listening. Note that we have not mentioned all of the things that can be practices or things that are important in raising animals. We have only mentioned a few, but there are many, and there are more details on the things that we have just talked about. But thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lenia, for presenting the second part of our session on cattle.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
But before we do conclude, I have some questions to ask to you students who are listening out there, even parents and guardians, and anyone who's listening to this program can answer. I will ask some questions, some basic questions, and Madam Lenia will explain them or clarify the questions. The first question reads, what is calving?
Thank you for the question. Calving is the process of giving birth to a calf.
Before calving happens, which is the process of giving birth for a calf, for cattle, gestation period has to occur. And gestation period is the time of fertilization for any animal when it's after mating right up to birth. So most or all animals have their different gestation period, which takes weeks, even 2 months and years. So the next question is, what is the gestation period of cattle? Thank you, Lenia.
The cattle takes 9 months before giving birth.
Thank you. I have two other words which I want you to define. I want you to define what stunning is and what branding is.
Thank you. Stunning is a process by which an animal is rendered to be unconscious or immobile. This is done to avoid the animal going through pain during slaughtering. And branding is a way of identifying animals. And in cattle, animals are branded by pressing a hot iron to the skin, or they are tagged in the ear, or sometimes ear notched.
Thank you very much. Our last question, we've talked about recording as one very important part of any production, whether it be animal or crops. I want you to note down the two types of records that are kept on any type of farm.
Two important types of records that are kept are financial records, which are records of your expenditures or costs, and the records of your incomes. And also, we have physical records, which are records of the different types of activities that are carried out in the farm. For example, in a cattle farm, a physical record would be the time or birth date of a calf.
Thank you very much, Ms. Lenia, for clarifying those questions. We have now come to the end of our presentation on this very important subject for you young learners out there on cattle production, which is an example of any animal farming activity that is for any farm. Okay, before we conclude, I just want to give time to Ms. Lenia to talk on some issues or things that we have talked about so far during our two presentations to you young learners, families, guardians and parents out there who are listening. Thank you, Lenia.
Okay, thank you, Madam Kati. Since this is our last session, I would just like to remind you all the importance of all the things that we have said with regards to crop and animal productions. So crops and animals are important sources of food in the Solomons, and it is important that we not take lightly the important processes or different activities that comes along with these two different productions to ensure that our country is food secure and is a healthy country.
Thank you very much, Ms. Lenia. Just before we go, I just want to leave a phrase for you young learners out there, that with the concepts that you have learned, it's only wise to say that you live with it, you practice it, which makes you a young farmer liable to perform the activities of agriculture at any level. Because as we all know, as the saying goes, agriculture is the backbone of this country. Since we deal with land, we produce, whether it be any crop or animal farm, after all, as we venture into life, we have to do some kind of production to sustain life. So for you young learners out there, we wish you very happy time with gardening, and we hope to meet again. So once again, from me, Kathy from King George Sixth School,
and Lenia from Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock,
we've been happy to be with you for these two sessions, and we hope that we will meet again sometime. Thank you very much.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.